I've always known that dance was my main desire since I was 7, probably. And I actually had my own, like, neighborhood dance studio. There was all these little girls on my street. I would dress them in all my dance costumes, and we would do, like, a picture week. And I would type up newsletters to their families. I sort of had, like, this little business going, you know, on my street when I was really very young. But I, you know, I've been told my whole life that you can't make a career out of dance. I was a nurse for 2 years. I realized, you know, I really want to focus my career on dance, and nursing will help me do that, of course, help me pay for that, and I can help people in that way, but also it will help me with my main desire, which was dance. So I wanted to be able to street dance, and those opportunities were not available in Dayton. I took my training to Chicago and New York, Atlanta, and some other big cities to learn the more intricate styles of urban choreography. I had traveled to Chicago multiple times per year to train and dance, and I just wanted it to be more convenient. And my husband is also an artist himself, and we thought that it would be easier for him to locate a job in the arts if we moved to Chicago. We did realize after about a month that it wasn't for us. It was really, really fast-paced. We weren't finding that people were overly friendly, and it just was not what we had pictured it being. It was not really for us. I really liked that I felt appreciated in Dayton. I felt like I felt proud of myself, and I felt like in Chicago I wasn't going to get the same opportunities there because there were so many people trying to do what I was doing. And I just feel as though I'm more of value here than I am somewhere where people are fighting for the same thing. So I came back and decided that I would make it my mission to try to bring some of the big city hip-hop styles here. And I knew that in order to do that, I was going to have to train those younger than myself and try to build a community of us dancers here. And when I realized 2 years ago that the community that I had built here in Dayton for hip-hop dance could be a successful business so that I could support myself just doing that, then I realized, you know, I'm going to go ahead and open up my own school. I think there's a lot of kids out there that really enjoy dancing, and they don't tend to want to go to traditional dance studios. At our facility, the environment is such that we have graffiti on the walls. We play our music quite loud, so they can really hear the beats so that they're dancing to. It's something that is fun and gets kids out of trouble, and that also provides a venue for self-expression and positive reinforcement that it's a valuable art to take away the negative stereotype of hip-hop. I think people need to realize there's a positive side to it, and I think that's happening because I have a handful of students who are so incredibly talented. And everywhere they go, people are just commenting, you know, how wonderful they are, and I can't believe they can do this, and you know, it's just incredible. The personalities that are coming out in these kids, it's just, you know, we let them be who they want to be. They don't have to, you know, sort of stiffen up and put a smile on their face. You know, they can kind of have whatever expression they want. It comes out in their dance. It's just wonderful all around. I can't think of a single complaint that I have about it. And I just know that, you know, I will definitely not regret this as a decision. And I know that I will lead a happier life because of it. Dayton, I feel like, has been up and coming for the last couple of years. I feel like there's a community of people that are dedicated to making it a better place. A lot of young urban professionals that are, you know, creating a community out there and that are trying to create recognition for the city. And over time, I think that it may take years, but I think that it will be back.